Good evening, everyone. For those who didn't know me, Pastor Ben just introduced me. I am Nathan Matthews. Tonight, I will be preaching on the characteristics of a true friend. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for giving me the ability and opportunity to come and preach this message that you've laid upon my heart. I pray that I'll present your word clearly and that your words will have an impact upon our hearts tonight. Please bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll be touching on different passages tonight, so y'all please open your Bibles up to Proverbs 17:17. When I was studying the subject of friendship, preparing for this message, I came across a quote by C.S. Lewis that put in perspective of how God has purposely gave us the friendships that we do have. C.S. Lewis said, quote, "In friendships, we think we have chosen our peers. In reality, a few years' differences in the dates of our births, a few more miles between certain houses, the choice of one university instead of another, the accident of a topic being raised or not raised at a first meeting, any of these chances might have kept us apart. But for a Christian, there are strictly speaking no chances. A secret master of ceremonies has been at work. Christ, who said to the disciples, 'Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you,' can truly say to every group of Christian friends, 'Ye have not chosen one another, but I have chosen you for one another.' The friendship is not a reward for discriminating and good taste in finding one another out. It is the instrument by which God reveals to each of us the beauties of others." What qualities come to mind when you think of a good Christian friend? Some qualities I think of is they're loving, respectful, a positive influence, forgiving, reliable, willing to make sacrifices, loyal, inspirational, vigilant, supportive, non-judgmental, trustworthy, cooperative, and they exercise wisdom. There are many, many qualities that make up a good Christian friend, but tonight I would like to focus on three of them. A good Christian friend is loving, a good Christian friend is sacrificial, and a good Christian friend is faithful. Let's look at a good Christian friend is loving. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." A true friend will love you unashamedly. Think of the story of the prodigal son. This son asks his father, "Father, may I have my inheritance?" Which his father grants him. He then goes off to live in this far-off country, where he lives a life of indulgence, spending his money left and right. During the spending spree of his, it's implied that he has lots and lots of friends. He must have been one of the more popular people in town. Yet later, when he ran out of his money, we see that he's all alone, eating with the pigs. The friends that he had were not true friends, you see. They were only there for his money, and not him. It's very easy to think that all our friends love us, and that they care very deeply for us. The humbling reality is that most of your friends may not love you. Sure, they're there for you when the road is easy, and they'll tell you how much you mean to them. But when times get tough, when you become unpopular, or maybe you're just having a bad day, they may desert you. They may be the ones to stab you in the back. Your true friends will say they care for you, and that you mean so much to them. But how do you know that they mean it? You can tell by their actions. When those times get tough, or maybe you become unpopular, they are there for you. They are a shoulder to cry on, a brother to hug. They show you the love of Christ, and they pray for you. They don't desert you, but instead, they draw near. Think of the story of Jonathan and David. 1 Samuel 18:3 says, "Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul." What's significant about this covenant is the time when it was made. It was made when David was hated by Saul, yet Jonathan was the son of Saul. Can't y'all see how that might have got, sticky? Despite David's unpopularity, Jonathan still stuck with him. He loved him. A true friend will love you selflessly. A love that is unconditional and does not expect anything back in return. It's a love that serves the other person and looks out for their best interests. This love is just like the love of Christ. He loves us so much and without any conditions. So should we love him and love our neighbor, fellow believers, our family, and we are commanded to love our enemies. A true friend will show you love that mirrors Christ's love. A true friend wants what's best for you. They have your best interests at heart. And I truly cannot emphasize that enough. They love you as agape, a Greek word that means sacrificial, unconditional love. They are willing to be selfless and not selfish. They are willing to make any sacrifice for you, putting their own wants to the side and putting you first. A true friend, they care for you so much. A true friend will love you completely. Look to Jesus. Jesus loves us no matter what. His love is endless and full. God's love is unconditional. Jeremiah 31:3 says that God loves us with an everlasting love. So, be a loving friend, a Christ-like friend. If a friend offends you, if they stab you in the back, even if they bully you, Christ says to love them, to forgive them. Not only did Christ teach us this love, he exemplified it. We look to Peter when he denied Christ, or Judas when he betrayed our Lord. Were these not the men that Jesus called his friends, his companions, his disciples? Yet Christ still loved them. He did not lash out in anger. Instead, that we see when Peter repented of his sin, Christ forgave him. Now let's move on to our next point. Please turn your Bibles to John 15:13. We have just read and learned about what it means to be a loving friend. We are commanded to be loving. And being a loving friend leads us to being a sacrificial friend. John 15:13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for a friend." A true friend is willing to sacrifice their life. Our greatest example is Jesus Christ, who took the form of a servant, who humbled himself, and he died for us. He made the ultimate sacrifice. Are you willing to die for your friends? Let that sink in a little bit. I know I'm a bit hesitant to say that I'm willing to do that, because I'm a very selfish person. I'm going to tell you of a person who was willing to die for their friends, their comrades. World War II was full of brave men who sacrificed themselves to save another. We sadly do not hear the stories of many of the fallen heroes in their selfless acts of bravery. John Robert Fox was a 29-year-old GI who served in Soma Colonia, a mountain village in Italy. The Americans had taken over the town on Christmas Day. The next day, the Germans' counterattack began in the wee hours of the morning. Fox's job was an artillery spotter. The Germans forced the Americans to retreat out of the village, but Fox remained behind, using his radio to inform the Americans of where the Germans were. He requested that artillery be directed towards the village, the very village he was in. When the artillery officer stated, "Fox, that will be on you," he replied, "Fire it. There's more of them than there are of us." John Robert Fox lost his life that day. His sacrifice allowed the Americans to safely retreat and take back the village days later. For his selfless acts of bravery and giving his life, he was awarded the Medal of Honor. Do you make sacrifices for your friends? Are you sacrificing your time? Sacrificing your time is one of the greatest gifts we can give. Are you putting their needs above your own? Being willing to do what they want to do, not what you want to do. Are you expressing patience with them? Being a listening ear when they need it most? Sometimes just letting someone talk to you, pour out their anxieties, pour out their stress, is the best therapy one can give. Be a friend to someone who isn't cool, someone who isn't popular, and seems to have no benefit for you. That little sacrifice that you make, investing in their life, can have a tremendous impact on the trajectory of who they are as a person. You may ask, how do I be a sacrificial friend? And the answer is right in the word sacrificial. You sacrifice. You choose to put others in front of yourself. You make them the priority and not yourself. Give up some of your personal time and go spend it with a friend. How much time do you waste watching TV, scrolling through Facebook, or playing video games? Instead of wasting your time, go call up a friend, go out to coffee, go hang out with your sibling, and teens, go help your mom and dad. If I think back in my life, I can't think of the countless hours of YouTube videos I've watched. It's all vanity. It's pointless. It doesn't fill me up. It just wastes my life. And think of the hundreds, if not thousands, of hours you've wasted watching TV, scrolling through Facebook, playing video games. Instead of wasting so much time, couldn't you have been a blessing to other people? Right. Think of what could have happened if you had done that. Think of who might be saved and who might not. There are so many areas in your life, and I know in my life, we're going to put off these things. And I can be the godly young man that God wants me to be. Be a selfless friend and not a selfish one. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs 18:24. So far in this message, we have seen that true friend is not only loving, but they are also sacrificial. They will give up their own wants and desires to please you and make your day better. The next aspect of a true friend is that they are faithful. Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." True friends create bonds that unite. Again, we see the story of Jonathan and David, how Jonathan showed his loyalty to David despite the conflict between his father and David. He kept his covenant with David. True friends always try to be there for you, like Jonathan was for David. They're dependable. True friends are sensitive to your emotions. They can read it on your face when you're having a bad day, when you're off, when you feel bad. They're there for you. They care for you. They pray for you. They come alongside you and they help build you up. They are the type of friend that builds you up, and they do not tear you down. True friends point each other to Christ. Look again to Jonathan and David. When David was hiding from Saul, Jonathan helped him. He prayed for them. He was there for him. He didn't leave him. It could have been so easy for Jonathan to leave David because he would be out of Saul's favor. He could lose his right to the throne. Yet Jonathan stuck with David. We know from 1 Peter 5:7 that we are to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Jesus is the only one we truly need in life. But I have also found comfort in dear friends of mine, who I go to when I'm stressed, when I need encouragement. So, how do we be faithful friends? When we see that a friend is off or having a bad day, we ask about them. We show we care about them. Be the friend that they know is there for them. A faithful friend doesn't gossip about them. They're trustworthy. Be that friend that is always there for them and will point them to the Lord. I know I value my friends to help me de-stress, that encourage me and help build me up. Are you that type of friend to other people? Or are you just a hindrance and bring them down? In this message, we've seen that a true friend is loving, a true friend is sacrificial, and a true friend is faithful. Again, in Proverbs 18:24, it says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." If you struggle with having friends, don't blame it on others. Examine yourself. The verse says to show yourself friendly. Being a Christ-like friend is not easy. It takes a whole lot of effort, but it's worth it. Let's give a hypothetical situation that none of us are in, but it is, there's no one on earth to be friends with. Listen to the latter half of that verse. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That friend is Jesus. He is the ultimate friend. He is the truest and most faithful friend you will ever have. Sure, there are all kinds of people we can be friends with. Some for the better and some for the worse. Some of us have many, many friends. And some of us don't have many friends at all. It doesn't matter about the quantity of your friends. It matters about the quality. So, do you have true friends? Are you a true friend? Be a friend that you want others to be to you. Let's look at the characteristics of a true friend one more time. A true friend is loving. A true friend is sacrificial. And a true friend is faithful. Let's pray. Lord, thank you once again for giving me the ability and opportunity to preach this message in front of our church. I pray for the group of us guys and girls who are going to nationals, for us to do our very best and bring you glory. Please help us be the friends that we should be to one another. In Jesus' name, amen.